It's time for Benedict and Raven postseason basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis. Our postseason coverage of Raven Hoops is brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avey and MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. It's Benedict and Raven postseason basketball, and it begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Welcome to the Penn Gym here on the campus of William Penn University in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where we're getting set for the championship game of the 2021 Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's Postseason Basketball Tournament, which pits the ideal two teams, the teams that you would think should come through, the number one team in the North Division, William Penn, against the number one team in the South Division, the Benedictine Ravens. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studio doing all the work. He's our producer and engineer. Tom Counts is here courtside, and it is good to be with you courtside here this evening. We have been told that the Penn Gym has been now limited to 300 in attendance. 50 of those 300 were allowed to be Benedictine fans. And they've got all of them. They've got all 300 in here. Absolutely. I've counted this crowd a couple of times, and I maybe need to recount them one more time. But all said, a couple of great teams, a couple of teams have had fantastic seasons coming in here today. William Penn coming in at 23-1. Benedictine coming in at 20-5. And William Penn, I mean, they are good. They've been good. They've had great teams over the years. But this very well may be one of Coach John Henry's very, very best teams. Many of the teams are returners from last year's, and they don't have a ton of new pieces of the puzzle. And so maybe the consistency has made this team what it is right now. Wait, these teams met earlier in the season. You remember way back on the 14th of November. Hard to believe it was like game four of the season. Penn came to Atchison in the Nola Gymnasium. Benedictine led it through the ball game, but then in the last moment, Penn was able to bump up and come from behind to take a 83-81 win in that game. Say what, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back. We're going to bring in the starters, a little more insight, and it's going to be the tip-off. Benedictine Conference Championship Basketball here on Kent Radio right after this.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, there you go, and welcome back once again to the Penn Gym. They've been introducing a lot of people here today. We're about ready to get underway with the starting lineups and the anthem here. And I tell you what, we're just going to hang on here. We're going to enjoy the national anthem brought to you here at William Penn. And then we will move into the starting lineup. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. All right, there you have it. The playing of the national anthem, and with that done, the public address announcer is going to introduce the starters. Allow me to introduce them for you. First of all, for William Penn, the Statesman, under 20th season head coach John Henry, coming into the ball game today at 23-1, number two in the nation in the NAIA, and they're going to be starting Kamari Newman. He is a 6'4" senior from Detroit, Michigan. Kevion Blaylock, a 6'6 senior from Houston, Texas. Out of Chicago, Illinois, a 6'3 senior, Ahmad Pender. You're going to find senior Q Cager. He's 5'10 out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And running it out at 6'9, the DeWitt, Michigan senior, Eddie Daly. For the Benedictine Ravens and 10th season head coach Ryan Moody. Benedictine coming into the ballgame at 20-5, and they're going to be starting Chris Jackson. Chris out of Dayton Dunbar High School, a 6'2" senior. Jaden Bristol, the member of the 1,500-500 club. He's a 6-foot senior from St. Joe, Missouri. Also out of St. Joe, you're going to find 6-foot senior Matt Austin. Moving toward the front line for Benedictine, you'll get Eric Cruz. He's a junior at 6'7" from Fiani High School. And rounding it out for Benedictine at 6'16", junior from Omaha's Creighton Prep, it's Jaden Timmy. So for Benedictine, you've got Jackson and Bristol, Timmy, Austin, and Cruz. Against Benedictine, almost had the upset of this team. But with that in mind, they have been so good all season long. Here are the winning margins for William Penn this season. 34-22, and then they won by two at Benedictine. They went on to win by 25-59, 21-10, 30, 18-29. Then they had their one loss of the season, a crazy loss at Baker. Winning them by 17, 20, 35, 36, 35, 58, 20, 20, 30. Anyway, when it all shakes out, William Penn has the number two scoring margin in the nation, winning their games by over 24.5 points apiece. They are number one in the nation in scoring at 101.5 a ball game, number one in the nation in assists with over 20, in total rebounds with over 50, defensive rebounds over 36. I mean, they're legitimately good, and yet Benedictine has been playing spectacular basketball, and we're about to tip it off, and tonight's tip-off is brought to you by Atchison Dental Associates. They're current with the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient. Give them a call, 367-0212, Atchison Dental Associates. The ball is away. The tip down to William Penn, and we are underway. Statesman with the basketball will drive into the lane, and the running teardrop is going to be up and good. Kamari Newman will put the first points on the ball of the ball game on the board. About 15 seconds in. Benedictine will come down with it. The feed, Bristol comes out on top. Chris. Braves are going to work the perimeter. They'll bring it back out on top. Here's a running shot up, missing, and rebounding it down is going to be 10. Back down the basketball, down the court with the basketball is going to come Kevion Blaylock. Pushes it off topside. 2-0 10 in the early going. From the perimeter, it's a daily three that misses. And a rebound, fought for on the floor. Picked up Chris Jackson. He gets run into, reached in on, no foul on Ahmad Tinder. And Benedictine into the fourth court here is Jaden Bristol. Bristol working in front of the scorer's table. Kicks it over to the right side to Chris Jackson. Chris looks in. Comes off a screen by Timmy. Puts it back over to the wing. Ravens will drive baseline. Bristol will lose the handle on the ball. It's going to get away down out of bounds at the baseline. And Penn will be putting it back in play. A minute into the game. It is 2-0 William Penn. Here come the William Penn Statesmen. They'll kick it over to the left side where Ahmad Pinder pushes it out on top. Newman, he'll launch a three and hit it. Kamari Newman, he got very hot in the game against Park and was a huge difference maker in that one. And he has put Penn in front 5-0, a minute and a half in here tonight. Benedictine has not gotten off a shot, really, on the goal. Here's Matt over to the right side. Benedictine seems tentative about shooting the basketball. Now backing in, Jaden Timmy. Twists and turns and shoots, can't get it to fall. Missed the bucket. Rebounding it back down, coming the other way. It's going to be Eddie Daly. He'll go coast to coast, drive and shoot, but the follow is going to be up and good by Kevion Blaylock. Ravens quickly trailing at 7-0. We're at 18-10 to go in the opening half. Here's Matt Austin into forecourt. Works off the screen, goes left side. Haven't seen the Ravens take a perimeter shot. Now Benedictine's just going to throw it away. Matt Austin kicking it over to Jane and Timmy. Miscommunication between the two of them, and the ball rolls harmlessly into the crowd on the far side. Penn will come back up the floor with it. 17:55 to go in the opening half. Boys ball game, halves. Hugh Cager will kick over to the left side. First time he's really touched the ball here tonight. Out on top to Blaylock. The lob underneath. Big guy's going to turn. Daly backs in. Hook shot. Yes. Eddie Daly right over the top of Eric Cruz, and Benedictine in deep trouble early on. They're down 9-0. 17.5 to go in the first half. And here comes Jaden Bristol. He'll drive to the left side, start into the lane, kick it down to the baseline to Timmy. Again, Benedictine just very tentative. They're not shooting the ball like we're accustomed to seeing. The kick over to the right side. Here's Cruz for a three. It's in and out. Nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Daly. Here comes William Penn. Statesman will race into the forecourt looking for the early double-digit lead before Benedictine gets a point. Out on top, Kamari Newman. The falling away three. He'll hit it. But, hold on, we're going to wave that shot off. They're going to say he steps out of bounds on the near side as he came out on top. So, a turnover by William Penn. And Benedictine still trying to get 9-0. 3 minutes into the game, comes up the floor with it. Here's Chris Jackson. Chris usually not at all tentative about putting up a shot, but again, we haven't seen him put one up tonight. Here's Timmy, mishandles the basketball, and it's another Jane Timmy turnover early on. 16:50 to go in the first half. Coach Moody talking to the official, coming up the floor. The official's not giving him any room. Back up with it will come William Penn. Here's an NBA three, very short, a little too light, and a push off. Here's a shot from underneath. And it's going to be missed, and then the follow shot is up and in plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Jaden Bristol. It'll be his first in an opportunity at a three-point play for Ahmad Pinder. Pinder coming to the free throw line, and the rim is still not on the board. They trail now 11-0, 16:40 to go. Coming to the line, Pinder eyes it, and the free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound, battle around, and going to be rebounded down by Penn. They'll kick it off on top. The uncontested three for Newman. He'll hit another one. If you leave him wide open like that, he's going to score 30. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. He scored over 30 in the Saturday game. We're taking a break. 16.5 to go in the opening half. Penn 14, Benedictine scoreless.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio. It's with 16:30 to go in the opening half. Benedictine not looking themselves early on, and Penn taking advantage of that. They have exploded to a 14-0 lead here in the conference championship game. Ravens are going to come out of the court with Jaden Crystal. They're going to bring Saxton Thuston into the game. Cruz will stay out there. We're also going to get Nysir Scott and Jaden Timmy round it out. Got Matt Austin and Chris Jackson now out of the game on the bench. They're talking between themselves, I'm sure, trying to analyze what is not working well and a solution for that problem. Here's a feed into the middle. Goes Cruz, dishes off underneath to Timmy, comes back out on top. Nice here for three, doesn't get it. Rebound tipped around. It'll be hauled down by Eddie Daly. The 6'9" center pulls down the rebound, and William Penn will bring it back up the court. 4 minutes into the ball game, Ravens still looking for a point. Back over to the left side with it is going to be Penn. He'll kick it around to Kamari Newman. He'll take it to the baseline, falling away, puts it up and in for two more. Kamari Newman. Newman at 10 points with 15:53 to go. And it is now 16-0, William Penn. Ravens on top. Here's Timmy for three. That wasn't close. And rebound down to Penn. So Benedictine just dead cold to start this game. Penn will have the ball batted away for a moment. It's going to be loose on the floor and going to be taken back by the Statesman into the lane. The dish over to the left side. Driving in is going to be Pender, and he will travel the basketball. Ravens are going to get it back in. Benedict's going to get it back in. And entering the ball game for Penn, going to come. Who we got out there? Checking in is going to be Kevion Blaylock, the senior from Houston. Who else we got coming into the game is going to be Nate Gehring. Nate's a 6'10" senior from Waukee, Iowa. Coming here by way of Pepperdine. 15:15 to go in the opening half. 16-0. Penn with the early lead. BC has the basketball up top side. Coming off of it, Bristol feeds underneath to Timmy. Backs in, fades, smokes, scores, and Benedictine is on the board. Jaden Timmy getting the first points of the ball game for BC. The quick shot on the other end of the floor is up and no good. Gehring will come down with the rebound, feed over to the left side. The ball is going to be stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball ripped out of the hands of Kevion Blaylock. Coming into the game for Penn, we are going to have Brandon Faison is going to come into the game. We're going to get Ty Autry and Josh Watkins. Here comes Bristol. Benedictine into the forecourt. Top side is going to be Chance Caruso, a 6'1 sophomore out of St. Louis. Penn's made a handful of substitutions. Backing in, Saxton Thuston kicks it out on top. Bristol, 14 didn't have to go in the opening half. Bristol's going to have the ball knocked out of his hands. He's able to go back into the backcourt, retrieve it. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine, and he will come back in again to William Penn. 14 and a half to go in the first half. Penn putting it in play between the scorers table of the Raven bench, and it'll be brought in by Ty Majlik Autry. You may Majlik-Autry, hyphenated surname for Ty, 6'5" junior, out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Penn will bring it in topside. They lead to the ball game at 16-2. Putting it up, Ty's got to be Chance Caruso. Caruso waves it over to the left side, keeps it himself, goes all the way to the baseline, now feeds in the middle. A little hook shot is going to be up over the top of the rim and good by Nate Gehring. It's now 18-2 Penn. 14:14 to go. In the inbound play, we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul on William Penn. Just Brandon Faison will pick up his first personal foul. Penn is going with full court pressure, the distance of the floor, leading it here by 16 with 14 minutes to go in the first half. Between the circles, Jaden Timmy with the basketball, kicked it back over to Bristol. Jaden starts left, cuts around to the right side, leans into the lane, no room there, comes back on the top. Matt Austin has come back out of the court. Also out there is going to be Tyson Cassie. Matt spins in, goes into the lane, falling away, shoots, and it rattles in Matt Austin for two. And it's 18-4. Quickly, Penn flies back down court with the basketball. Cruzo is going to have it on the left side, comes out on top. Faison goes right, goes in, up, off the block, missed it. We're going to get down. It's going to be Tyson Cassie. Here comes Benedictine. The feed to the left side, Jaden Timmy. Goes in, left hand layup, way too hard. It clanks off the back and caroms over the front of the rim. Back up with the basketball is going to come William Penn. Penn will have it driving into the lane. It's going to be Caruso. He will go up and score it. Chance Caruso getting his first points in the ball game. The Ravens now trailing at 20-4. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Back over to the left side. Benedictine into the forecourt. Jaden Bristol has the top side. They'll feed it underneath Jaden Timmy. He backs in, pushes off, backs in, hook shot, missed it. Tipped up, Kathy missed it. Rebound, all white jerseys under there. Here comes William Penn. Statesman back up the floor, leading at 20-4. They'll have the ball into the middle, in the hands of Caruso, back over to the left side. The three is going to be launched and missed. Rebound again, it's going to be nice here, Scott. Benedictine's going to take it the other way. Nice here, take it down the left side, working in front of the scorer's table, accelerates over to the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, lumps it out on top of the mat. Austin defended very quickly down there by Josh Watkins. Benedict will take it into the corner, gets it there too. Nice here, Scott dribbles it out on top between the circles. Back over to the left side is Matt Austin. 10 on the shot clock. Benedictine looking for a shot. Matt will go down the left side of the lane, in some traffic, drives in, goes across, feeds underneath, ties to Cassie, it's up and in for two. Nice pass, Matt Austin. Outstanding job by handling the basketball and Benedictine. Now trying to get 20-6. 12-10 to go in the half, and another turnover by William Penn as Eric Cruz will return to the floor for the Ravens. Taco Johnson Atchison. Oh, my goodness. You just kind of check out their new queso blanco loaded nachos. They are fantastic. Taco John's, they're just south of the railroad tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. 20-6. State's been out front here at home this evening in Oskaloosa, Iowa. In the middle is going to be Eric Cruz. Pulls up the short jump shot, gets it. Eric Cruz, an outside scoring specialist, pulls up and gets that one from about 6, and it's 20-8. Back down floor with it. Out on top. Watkins loses the handle, kicks it out to Gehring. Nate Gehring at 6'10", goes in, goes up, hits another one right over the top of Tyson Cassie. And again, at 6'10", when he goes up, he's throwing the ball down to the cylinder already. 22-8, William Penn. We're down to 11.5 to go, first half. Here's a beat underneath, and two more for Tyson Cassie. 22-10, Benedictine back again to within a dozen at 11.11 to go. The feed underneath the Gehring, he misses the layup. Cassie coming out with the rebound, Benedictine will take it the other way. Outlet's going to go into the forecourt. Nicer accelerates in, kicks it back. Austin going three, getting three. Matt Austin. He's got five, and Benedictine now back to within single digits of 22-13. 10:50 to go in the first half. Back on top time with it is going to be Autry. Penn will start into the middle, dump it over to the left side to Faison. Now from the top, three-point shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Jaden Bristol. Benedictine runs. Bristol down the left side. Austin to running three. Boom! Another one, Matt Austin. Ravens on the run. That is all that John Henry can stand. We're taking a timeout with the Penn. With 10.5 to go, opening half, Oskaloosa, Iowa. It's William Penn, 22, Benedictine, 16.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing grain tallings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydroskating, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Welcome back to the Penn Gym with 10.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine found themselves right out of the gate, trailing at 16-0. It's battle back in this center. Now within a half a dozen at 22-16. And again, this looks more like the Benedictine team we know. Feeling good, shooting from the outside, driving in. Is there a charge? You bet there is. What a great job in the middle by Tyson Caffey. He stood in. He took a little punishment, but he draws the charge on big, heavy on Blaylock. Blaylock is a big man, 6'6", 200-plus pounds out of Houston, Texas. And Benedict then coming back up the court with it. Now they're trailing by half a dozen. John Henry's on his feet. He is barking at his team. Benedict then walking it up. Here comes Matt. Austin across at the middle. Kicks it over to the right side. Keeps it dribble alive. Skips it out on top. Cruz, he will cut over to the left. Cruz looking in the middle against Blaylock. Goes baseline. Kicks it over to Matt. Matt has to pass up the shot. He was defended very quickly by Cager. The feed down low. Tyson Caffey. The finger roll in the bucket. Tyson Caffey. What a game. He's got to have a dozen. It's 22-18. And now Penn is going to throw it away on the other end of the court. That's got Coach Henry on his feet. Arms folded. Taking another timeout. We're going to take a break. Joseph is the Ravens are running back. With 9:52 to go in the opening half, it's now Penn 22, Benedict and 18.
Hello, this is Scott with Urban Lawn Care. You may think that winter will never end, but now is the time to get your plan for a lush, green, weed-free lawn in place. Urban Lawn Care offers a convenient and affordable six-step plan that addresses crabgrass, dandelions, insect control, and fertilizer. Or we can customize a plan for your specific need. Urban Lawn Care is a full-service company offering landscaping, hardscaping, dirt work, tree service, mulch, rock, and extermination services. Estimates are free. Call 913-367-4478. Our business is in the green.
Now, Benedictine has really shown a lot of wherewithal, a lot of character, a lot of fortitude. How many teams will find themselves trailing at the onset of a ball game, 16-0, and battle back? This Raven team did not fold up the tents. They did not start feeling sorry for themselves. They just went to work. And now they've got the basketball, trailing it only by four. 9:52 to go in the opening half. Benedictine into the forecourt. Jaden Bristol. Scott Bristol. Austin. Cruz and Kathy are the Raven five. Bristol will kick it over to the right side. Matt thinking about the three. Doesn't feed down underneath for Tyson. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. And William Penn tries to decoy the official underneath there, Kamari Newman, doing his best to shake him, but official says no. Benedict in basketball with 19 on the shot clock. Bristol looking in, wants to get it to Matt, lobs it out on top instead to Kaiser Kathy, who will retreat into the backcourt to recover it. Comes out on top now, ninth here, Scott. Shot clock at 13, plenty of time. Over to the left side, now into the corner. Cruz, it's three, rims all the way around, it didn't go in. Rebound to go back down is going to be Q Cager. Here's a shot from the free throw line on the left side. It's up. It fails. The rebound tipped out. Pulled down by Benedictine. Into the forecourt comes Nicer. 9:20 to go in the first half. Scott works baseline. Comes out on top. Ravens trailing 22-18. And we will have a pull-up. It's in. But before the shot by Matt Austin, we're going to have another William Penn foul, and this one is going to be on Kamari Newman. Newman picking up his first personal foul of the ball game to go with his 10 points already. And now the Ravens are going to reintroduce Chris Jackson into the lineup. And quickly checking out is going to be ninth year Scott. Jackson, Bristol, Austin, Cruz, Kathy. The Benedict and five on the floor right now. Coach Moody's all the way out very near midcourt, calling out the offensive play that he wants to see his team on break. Here's Bristol, swings over to the left side. Chris Jackson, I'm not sure Chris has taken a shot. Here's Matt Austin, steps inside the circle, goes over to Bristol, knocked out of his hands, and he... And William Penn players out of the court, you can see physically their demeanor, their expression. They are very frustrated with how things are going, and they are not happy with how it is right now. The Ravens are right back in this. BC will put it in play at the baseline, and again, it'll go all the way into the backcourt to Tyson Caffey. This time it's Chris Jackson taking the ball into the forecourt. Down the left side, the shot is going to be up by Chris. It won't go in. Rebound to go down is going to be Daly. Here comes WPU. Penn around to the left side. Here's the running three. It's up. It fails. And we're going to have a foul call on Chris Jackson. So Chris come crashing in late. The shot unsuccessful. And stumbling to the line is going to be Kamari Newman. Newman averages 15.2 a ball game. He's a good free throw shooter at 85%. Chris Jackson, his second foul of the game, and the first free throw by Newman is up a good. He is now at 11 points tonight. It's a 23-18 pin lead with just over 8.5 to go in the opening half. Second free throw by the lefty is up. It is good. He will have one more. That is indeed a three-shot foul. Tyson Kathy coming out of the game. Back in is going to come Jaden Timian. From the Raven fans allowed to come tonight, big round of applause. Well deserved for Tyson. He played well. All three free throws are going to be good for Kamari Newman, and he will push the pin lead back to 25-18. 8:29 to go in the first half. As Bristol works into the forecourt. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. No foul call. Amazingly enough, it'll come out on top now to Cruz. He will feed to Timmy. Backs in. Power move. Goes up. Gets fouled. And now the rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. Eddie Daly, first I thought had committed a foul. And then, as he goes up for the rebound, he has slapped it out of bounds off Jaden Timmy. It will be Penn basketball. 8:10 to go in the half. Walking up the floor, Q Cager. And Penn has taken their foot off the accelerator a little bit. They're going to slow it way down. Here's Kamari Newman, throws up an air ball. Rebound wide to the left side, pulled down by Ahmad Pinder. And William Penn will come back up with the basketball. Shot clock at 14, 13, down to 12 now. Pinder goes left side, shot up off the back. No, rebound, Benedictson. Chris Jackson coming up with the board. Outlet pass to the left side of Matt Austin. Ravens into the forecourt. 7.5 to go in the half. Matt works his way to the top of the key, changes hands with the dribble, looking to drive in the middle, working against Kavion Blaylock. He will go into the lane behind the back, bounce pass, and we get a whistle. It's going to go out of bounds off Penn. And now the official coming over and asking Coach Henry to maybe keep some of his opinions more private. Here's a backdoor feed. Cruz misses the point-blank layup. Man, Ramos cannot afford to miss bunnies. 7:20 to go in the half. The runner, the alley-oop, blown on the other end, and it's a turnover by William Penn. Getting cute, the lob to the baseline, up in the air for Pinder. It was poorly thrown. Pinder leaped incorrectly, and the Ravens are going to come up over the basketball with 7:11 to go in the first half. It's a 25-18 lead for the Statesman. Here's the Ravens over to the left side. It's going to be on the right wing, taking it into the middle. Kick's going to come back. Here's Cruz. It's three, very short, and a rebound back down to Penn and Eddie Daly. Daly will kick it over to Newman. Kamari will take it down the right side, shake his defender. An easy 15-footer as Chris Jackson was absolutely thrown out of his shoes. Kamari Newman, 27-18 and Penn goes back up by nine at 6:45 to go in the half. Here's a really long three for Matt that misses. And another rebound by the big man, Eddie Daly. Little hook pass over to the left side, mishandled in the middle by Q Cager. Braves are going to come up with a basketball. Benedictson trying to go too fast. Now, it will be up the floor. Bristol for three. Off the window, count it! Plus one for Jaden Bristol. What a shot by Bristol. Coach Mooney is now on his feet. He's across midcourt. He's pointing at the Statesman bench. He is not happy with something that's going on down there. 6:27 to go in the opening half. And now the other two officials are coming into the white-headed official who is considers himself the chief of the crew here tonight. I do not know who is actually officially the chief of the crew. It is going to be, now we're going to have maybe a technical because suddenly it's going to be Bristol, the only man at the free throw line. So the field goal is made, three-pointer by Jaden Bristol. We'll do that bit of math. It is Jaden's first point. He's fouled by Eddie Daly. And there is a technical foul, but we've got no further information about that. Here's Bristol at the line, though. Technical free throw. Yes. It bounced around a little bit, but the thing went in. One more shot coming up for Jaden. The second one is good. So he hits the two tees, and now he's going to get the three-plus free throw. And suddenly, Benedictson is right back to within four with 6:27 to go in the opening half. Bristol towed it to the free throw line. Technical foul is on Q Cage here, but I do not know what the precise infraction is. The free throw for Bristol. Yes. So he will hit all three free throws and at the three-point shot. That was a six-point trip up the floor for the Ravens. And it's now 27-24, William Penn. 6:27 to go in the opening half. Penn into the fourth quarter, again, and down the left side is going to be Kamari Newman. Weaves it back out on top. Here's a wild running three, and it is up, and it is good. And Kamari Newman is a shooter. Do not misinterpret anything about him. He can shoot the basketball. Kamari Newman out of Detroit, Michigan, a 6'4" senior. The feed underneath Jaden Timmy up and in for two. 30-26. Benedictine hanging tight as we go inside 6 minutes to play in the opening half. Pinned with the basketball around the right side is Kamari Newman, and we will have a foul called as Kamari launches a three. The foul is going to be on Benedictine's Eric Cruz. It'll be his first personal foul. It's going to be Penn basketball. You know what? Tate Plumbing, they are Atchison's favorite for new and remodeling plumbing jobs. Got anything to do with plumbing, water, pipes, you need to call Tate Plumbing. 367-1209. Tate Plumbing, your professional plumber. 5:46 to go in the first half, and we've had a foul call on the left side. And very quickly by Nysir Scott, it is his first foul of the game, and it'll be Raymond team foul four. Penn has committed six. The inbound will come to Nate Gehring. The big guy will take the inbound, kick it over the left side. The follow-away three is up and missing. The easy interior rebound is down to the baseline, kicked back out to Gehring. Penn will reset the offense. Down the left side is Josh Watkins. Now here's a little eight-footer. Up and good, Kamari Newman. Kamari Newman pushes the pin lead again now to 32-26. Newman was, well, there were several, but he was one of the big reasons that this Penn team defeated Park on Saturday. Here's Timmy backing in. Spins across, goes up, misses the left-handed layup. And again, the rebound down to Gary. Here comes Penn up the floor with the basketball. Over to the left side, Kamari, another three. That one is going to be very short. Rebound off the floor by Cruz. And as he, for some reason, Chance Caruso tries to come in from behind and snatch the ball away. A poor decision results in a foul by Caruso. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. Is there now in the 1-1 with 4:55 to go in the opening half. It's a 32-26 Penn lead. And Emery Cruz coming to the line. Timmy back out of the ball game and again returning to the floor. Tyson Cathy. Step into the line. Eric Cruz, his free throw, yes. Eric will have his third point of the game. Eric, typically one of the front runners in Benedictine scoring, not yet tonight. One more shot coming up here for Eric Cruz. Benedictine down five, and now they're down only by four. 32-28 at 4:53 to play. First half. Kevion Blaylock into the forecourt for Penn. Newman, Blaylock, Caruso, Watkins, and Gary. Other statesman five. Out on top is going to be Blaylock. To dish it over to the left side, and it's going to be Newman. Cuts into the lane, stops, bunny hops. In trouble, falls away, puts a shot up, it's going to be short, rebounding it down is Bristol. Benedictine coming up the court is 3-on-3. Bristol weaves it over to the right side. Stepping inside is Nysir. Back over to the left, Matt. It's three. It's good, Matt Austin! His third three! The Ravens 11! It's a one-point game, and we're getting a timeout on the floor. John Henry shaking his head as his team comes over to the sideline, and we'll take a break at 4:24 to go in the half. Penn 32, Benedictine 31.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Welcome back to the Penn Gym here in Oskaloosa, Iowa, campus of William Penn University, where with 4:24 to go in the opening half of tonight's conference championship game in the postseason tournament, William Penn holds by the slimmest possible lead, 32-31. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Tom Council here, courtside. Feels really nice to be sitting. Even in this gym, it feels really nice to be sitting here. Here comes William Penn up the floor with the basketball, and to the left side is going to go James Caruso. Skip pass underneath, easy layup, blown! Offensive rebound, pulled down, blocked! And we're going to have a foul call against Benedictin. They're going to whistle it on Eric Cruz. Cruz will have his second foul of the evening. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Kamari Newman. He's 3 of 3 at the line tonight. That one rolls and kicks and falls away. It is no good. Jaden Timmy set to come in. Cruz will probably check out with a couple of fouls. One more free throw coming up for Kamari Newman. And that one is going to be good. Penn will lead by two at 33-31. Newman out of the ball game for Penn. Back on the floor will come Brandon Faison. Faison, a 6'2 senior from Charlotte, North Carolina. Benedictin and Matt Austin coming across the midcourt at the logo. Goes over to the right side of Bristol. Leads over to the block. Backing in is going to be Timmy. Head fakes, gets his defender up, shoots, missed it, drew the foul. He'll come to the line. Three-point play would have been nice, but he's going to take the opportunity at the line, and a foul is going to be the first of the game by Ty Majlik-Autry. Autry picked up his first personal foul, and for Penn, it'll be team foul 8. The free throw by Jaden Timmy is up and good. Jaden Timmy will have his 5th point of the evening, and he could tie it with this one. Got it. From down 16 to nothing, Benedictin has tied this game at 33. 3:54 to go. Raven fans on hand here tonight are on their feet. We got a near traveling official goes, no. Here's a feed underneath. The running layup underhand. It's going to be up and good for Faison. Faison will get the bucket. It'll be his first point of the game. 35-33, Penn. Here's Benedictin up the floor. Ravens have Bristol, Timmy, Austin, Houston, Kathy. We got a feed underneath. We got another foul on Penn. More free throws for Benedictin. This foul is going to be on Caruso. I've got him for 2. Jaden Bristol coming back to the free throw line. Benedictin has been good at the free throw line tonight. The free throw here won't go in. Before that shot, the Ravens were 7 of 7. One more shot coming up here for Jaden. It's up and in. 35-34, Penn by 1. 3:25 to go in the opening half. Penn up the floor, James Caruso. Between the circles, pulls up his dribble, dumps over to the right side to Autry. Autry back out on top to Faison. He'll feed to the free throw line. Josh Watkins with it, spinning around, standing in the lane forever. Finally gets out. No 3-second call. Here's a baseline three. The rainbow shot misses, and a rebound is going to be fought for, pulled down, and saved by Matt Austin. Matt coming up with the basketball and gets it away to Bristol. Benedictin back into the forecourt. Inside three to go in the half. Ravens with the basketball down one. The feed to Kathy. Out on top. Over to the left. Matt, it's three. No, it wouldn't quite go. Rebound to go back down. Here comes William Penn. They'll race into the forecourt with Autry. Goes behind him to Faison. Skips again to the middle. Backing in. Dropping a shoulder. Backing in. Falling down. Twisting. Turning. Stepping. No travel called. And Nate Caring's going to get the bucket. His 6th of the game. 37-34. 2:27 to play in the first half. Ravens with the basketball now trailing up by 3. Over to the right side. BC back out on top. The mat. Austin holding the left foot, thought about taking a three, guarded by Pender, over to the left side, the jump shot, baseline three, is up, won't go, rebound Penn, back down the floor, they're going to come, around to the left side, starting into the baseline, no room there, nicely defended was Caruso, it'll come out on top, the three launched and fails, rebound underneath, and an easy follow-up is going to be there for Pender, and he's got 4. 39-34. Ravens back down by 5. And we're a minute 47 away from intermission. Into the fourth quarter, Bristol. We get a whistle. We got another foul. Coach Henry, he just kind of does what he wants to do. He's putting guys into the ballgame. The officials like saying, wait a minute, I got to call this foul and bring some guys up. And Coach Henry's like, you know what? My floor, we'll do this my way. And here's Bristol come to the free throw line for Benedictine. Thomas is going to be on Caruso, by the way. Caruso will pick up that foul. And here is the first free throw good. The second one is not going to go in for Bristol. He will get one of the two, and it's 39-35. The feed down to the right block. The shot is up and rolling over the front lip of the rim and good for Eddie Daly. He's got 4. 41-35. Ravens down a half a dozen. We're quickly at a minute 25 to go in the half. Here's Timmy for 3. No. Rebound tipped out, and Penn will come up with the basketball. Get a little dish over to the right side to Blaylock. He'll feed underneath the big guy. What a move, and he totally shook Tyson Caffey out of his boots. The bucket is in by Eddie Daly, and he's got 6. It's 43-35. Penn on a big run as we're down to a minute to go in the opening half. Bristol will start into the lane, dumps it over into the corner. Jaden Timmy backs in, in traffic, comes back on the top to Matt. 46, 45 seconds left in the half. Austin into the lane, behind the head, the finger roll is good, Matt Austin. And on the other end of the court, the finger roll is up and good, a foul on Bristol, and a chance at a three-point play for Newman. The second of the ballgame by Jaden Bristol. And Newman, I'm going to need to put an extension on my score sheet to keep track of all of the points he's rolled up. He's got 23 first half points. Now you got to keep in mind, he's also got, 23 points. He's got over half of the baskets. He's also taken more than half of the shots for his team. The free throw fails. And Isaac Cassie fails to come down with a clean rebound. And it'll be slapped out off him and back into William Penn. Ravens got to play better than that. 34 seconds to go in the half. We're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Henry. We're taking a break, Joseph. 34 seconds to go in the half in Oskaloosa. Penn 45, Benedictine 37.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Well, as we're about a half a minute away from intermission, Kamari Newman is on pace for another 30-plus shot-taken game. He's fired up 15 shots already. He has hit most of them, 8 of the 15. 3 of 6 from 3, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. 23 first half points for Kamari Newman for William Penn. And Newman coming out of the court. Yes. Yes, he is. So Kamari Newman will come out. I'm going to see what his major is, but I can't seem to find that right now. We'll check on that later. Here's the feed down low. Backing in. The turnaround shot is up. It rims around and around, and it is good for Kevion Blaylock. He's got 4. And it's now 47-37. Penn pushed back to a double-digit lead after Benedictine had tied this thing moments ago. 15 seconds left. 13, now 12. Ravens are going to get the final shot of the opening half. Here's Matt Austin with it. Comes off the screen, works to the left side, dishes across underneath, and Ravens are going to throw it away. And then, lucky for Benedictine, a Penn player, that was Kamari Newman, reached out to try to grab the ball. He was going to look to get a shot away in the last 4 seconds, but instead, it'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine. Ravens having it into their baseline, trailing by 10. Now the official having an argument out of the court with Josh Watkins. We've already had one Penn player suffer a technical in this game. Here's a little one-hand underhand shot by Matt Austin. Oh, what a thing of beauty as we go to halftime. We'll be back here in Oskaloosa, Iowa to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the locker room. It's William Penn 47, Benedictine 39.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to design and really see your dream house or remodel before the building process begins? Well, the wait is over. L&L Construction is now able to build your ideas into 3D imaging. From the exterior to the interior, even what the furniture will look like, you will get a full and realistic picture of what you and the team at L&L created. Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today, 913-367-3161.
Hey, it's good to be with you here from the Penn Gym at Oskaloosa, Iowa, where we've come to halftime and the home team, the William Penn, takes and lead Benedictine 47-39 in what's been a basketball fourth ball game. Penn broke out on top in a big, big, let's say it one more time, big way. They got in front, in fact, 16-0, less than 5 minutes into the game, but the Ravens just battled back, tied the game with 3:54 to go at 33. Then Penn went on a late run. They go into the locker room again, 47-39. A recap of the opening half scoring for Penn. Wow, Kamari Newman. Newman had 35 Saturday against Park. He's on a much hotter pace than this game. He's got 23 halftime points already. He had a half a dozen for Nate Gehring and six also for Eddie Daly. Four apiece for Kevion Blaylock and Ahmad Pender. And then two apiece in the first half for Penn's Brandon Faison and Chance Caruso. For the Benedictine Ravens, it was a double-figure first half from Matt Austin with 15. Eight for Jaden Bristol. Jaden Timmy, Tyson Caffey, each with 6 and 4 in the opening half for Eric Cruz. Looking at the shooting, Penn has been fantastic. They have been fantastic all season long, continue to be. They're 20 of 38 from the floor, hitting 53%. The Ravens are 13 of 30. They're hitting 43%. That's not a terrible, terrible percentage. Penn is not shooting well from the outside, and that's a break for Benedictine. Penn is only 3 of 12. All three of those hit threes were by Kamari Newman. Benedictine is 4 of 13 from the outside, a 30% clip. At the free throw line, Penn 4 of 7, Benedictine 9 of 11. Here's where it happens. It's the rebounds. Penn, so active, so strong, so tall. I mean, they've just got some guys in there who are just house size. They have out-rebounded Benedictine 27-11 in the first half. They've also got 12 assists to Benedictine 7. They've stolen the ball twice. The Ravens have no steals. And so, all of that said, Penn, in that last 3:54, went on a, we'll do the quick math, a 14-6 run. And they take that lead into the locker room at halftime. We look at the upcoming schedule. Well, certainly for CARE Radio, we've got high school basketball tomorrow night, next night. You know, it's just going to go on and on here as we're into sub-state time, and we'll be bringing you games every night. For these Benedictine Ravens, well, we just don't know. They are certainly going to be in the national tournament. And in all candor, and not wanting to disrespect any game, this game probably doesn't mean a thing. Whoever wins this tournament, other than bragging rights, and certainly everybody wants to win a game and everybody would like to be the conference champion and the postseason champion, William Penn, Winter Lewis, is going to be number one seed in the national tournament regionals. Benedictin, win or lose, will probably be, frankly, a number two seed in the regionals. So I don't suspect that no matter what happens here, a lot will change in the way of impact on the postseason in the NAIA National Tournament. Certainly what we do know is that a week from this weekend, so like 10 days from now, Braves are going to be in action probably in Wichita, probably on Friday, and then Saturday night, since they'll play two games, and then winning both of them would be off to Kansas City for the championship. But all that said, we've got lots more to get to before we get that far downriver. What we've got to do is take a little bit of a break and come back to bring in the second half of tonight's conference championship game here in the postseason tournament. We'll return, but right now with the intermission score from Oskaloosa, Iowa. William Penn 47, Benedictson 39. We're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He is ready. He is waiting. He is in the CAM Radio Sports Studio, and he is set for halftime news.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking, but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictin postseason basketball. Major sponsors for this broadcast are Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. We'll be returning to Tom courtside in just a couple of moments, and we've got more high school basketball for you coming up this week. Tune in tomorrow morning for Johnny Kane as he will tell us more of the upcoming sports schedule.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
I do have a scheduling update. On Thursday, March 4th, we will be doing 2A boys sub-state semifinals at Valley Heights at 5:30 p.m. That is a 5:30 game coming up this Thursday, March 4th.
In these uncertain times, there are a lot of questions about your taxes and tax returns. Locally owned H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. They have the stability, 55 years in the same location, 712 Commercial. They have experienced tax preparers, over 75 years combined, and they care about you and your tax return. Please call 913-367-6231 with your questions or concerns regarding the recent tax changes. That's 913-367-6231. They're ready to help. Drop-off information is encouraged. Please stay safe and healthy.
Taking a look around in girls high school basketball this evening, we've got the Washington Tigers defeating the Valley Falls Lady Dragons 49-26. At the half, the Riverside Cyclones were leading the ACCHS Tigers 17-13. And in the Valley Heights Republic County game at the half, Valley Heights girls were leading Republic County 33-5. Turning the page to boys basketball, we've got Holton leading Atchison at the half, 27-21. In the Marysville-Sabetha game, it was Marysville at the half, 24-Sabetha boys, 22. And in the Royal Valley-Oskaloosa game, it was Royal Valley 41, Oskaloosa 11. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens trailing William Penn, 39 points to William Penn's 47.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 32. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 64. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Clear skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 33. Mid-60s Thursday, turning cooler on Friday with highs in the upper 50s. Another look at the short range, low of 32 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 47 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 44 out there. We've got a wind out of the south at 7 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 37%, dew point, 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.98 inches of mercury. Clear conditions, visibility 10 miles. Leavenworth is checking in at 52 degrees. Hiawatha, 49 degrees this evening. Oskaloosa sitting at 48. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a few moments.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we welcome you back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Heart of America Athletic Conference Smith Postseason Basketball Tournament Conference Championship game. Benedictine, hosted by William Penn. Joseph is our producer and engineer. He's back at the Care Sports Studio doing a fantastic job taking care of us, took care of everybody at halftime, takes care of me every night at one of these games or more. Some of these nights we have more. Joseph, thanks very much. We appreciate all that you're doing right here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. We're set to go to the second half again. Benedictine, as it has done already in the ballgame, as they trail 16-0, battled back, tied the game at 33, and now the Ravens trail Penn 47-39 as it gets set to go to the second half. Ravens are going to have the original starting five, it would appear, out on the court with Jackson, Bristol, Timmy, Austin, and Cruz. For Penn, it'll be Newman, Blaylock, Pender, Cager, Daly. So a little bit of similarity. Same starters for both teams. Ravens are going to have it in, and we are back underway. Benedictine started the game off without looking quite like themselves. A little tentative, not taking some of the shots they would normally be taking. Now here's a shot, goes in the middle. It's going to be blocked to the ground. Timmy had taken it into the middle, and Eddie Daly was able to avoid committing the foul. Coach Moody's on his feet, just really upset that he is not happy with how some of the plays are, the deeper the officiates called the fouls. And here's a cross-court pass, going to snap out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine on the far side. 8 on the shot clock for the Ravens at 19:37 to go in the ball game. Busy, busy upcoming Care Radio sports schedule. And I know Joseph talked about it. We'll reiterate that a little bit as we go along. Here's a driving shot by Bristol. It's up no good. And coming up over his back, Q Cager picks up the rebound. Cager picked up a technical foul in the first half, but nobody's talking about what it was exactly. I never did see it exactly, and in the logs, they never indicated anything more than that. Here's a driving layup, missed, and Cruz rebounds it down. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens up floor with the basketball. Out on top of it is going to be Jaden Timmy. He'll spin into the lane, twist and turn, and his shot is going to be thrown back at him by Eddie Daly, to the delight of the Penn fans in attendance here tonight. It is a crowd that is 300 because they said that's how many they would allow in. It looks more like 5, but I'm sure it is exactly 3. They would not do anything else than that. Here's a fade out on top. Driving in is Cruz. He'll spin, turn, shoot, miss the driving layup. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Penn. They'll accelerate. Cager will throw it away. He just got going down faster than he was able to control and capable of handling the basketball. It eluded him, goes out of bounds, and Q will turn it back over. Here comes BC. Up with it is Jaden Bristol. Clock moving along at 18.5 to play. No one has put a point on the board yet in the second half. It remains 47-39. BC with the ball going from left to right across your dial. And now, as Bristol steps in, he is going to be fouled by diving Ahmad Pender. Pender picking up his first foul. Team foul one of the second half by William Penn. Ravens will be putting into play right in front of the Raven bench and coaching staff. It'll come out on top again to Bristol. Jaden, guarded by Pinder. Goes into the lane, head fakes twice, goes up, gets it in. Jaden Bristol, double finger scoring. First time Jaden got the double fingers tonight. Put that bucket, he's at 10. Matt Austin is at 15. Now here's a shot from the outside to the right side. It's going to be up and good. And it's 49-41. As quickly as the Ravens scored, Penn comes right back and pushes it again to that 8-point game. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Up Florida basketball is Matt Austin. Matt will go down the left side, comes off a screen. His high off the backboard shot won't go in. Rebound pulled down. Penn will drive and lay it up and in on the other end. Kevion Blaylock has a half a dozen. And Penn now with a double-digit lead, 51-41. 17 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the game. Bristol will start to the right side, loses the handle, comes back on top, gets pushed, no foul, feet in the middle, a kick back, and Cruz snoozing. The outlet is going to go to the other end of the floor, taken down low by Pinder. He'll bring it out to the big man in the middle. We're going to have plenty of contact and a foul on Jaden Timmy. Timmy coming to the party late, and Ravens are a little out of sync, out of the court, and chatting among themselves. Jaden Bristol kind of shaking his head, and he knows that his team is capable of better than he has seen from them so far this evening. The first free throw here is very soft and weak and unable to go in for Eddie Daly. It's a 51-41 Penn lead. Chris Jackson right back out of the ball game, and Nysir Scott checks in. Free throw, up and good. So Eddie will get his 7th point, and he puts Penn up 11. Neither Chris Jackson nor Nysir has been able to get on the scoreboard yet tonight. Ravens could use some help with that. Now down double figures. Here's a three for Matt. Wide to the left side. And the Penn rebound up the floor. Q Cager dishes over to the right side. Here's a running three. Offensive rebound. Cager kicks it back over to the right side. Stepping inside the circle, pulling up, fading away. The shot is going to be up and good. Tamari Newman, 25 points now. We're going to get a timeout of the court, and let's enjoy it, shall we? 16:39 to go in the ball game. It's William Penn, 54, Benedictine, 41.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in Iowa. Ravens taking a timeout. Looking to come from behind here in this one. They have done it already tonight. Looking to see if they can do it a second time and put together a lead coming into the end of the game. Ravens have the ball, 16 and a half to go. Here's Bristol, shot rejected, no foul called, and they're going to rebound. They're going to say it goes out of bounds, and it will be Penn basketball. 16:25 to go in the ball game. Penn will be putting it a play from deep to the backcourt. It'll be brought in by Ahmad Pinder. Bringing it up the court is going to be Q Cager. Top side with the basketball. Cager works his way around to the right, looks over to the edge. Now backs it in off the block. Are we going to get another foul on? Yes, Eric Cruz, his third. Cruz picking up his third foul of the ball game. And he's going to come right back out. Cruz with 4 points in the game, a two, and two free throws. And three fouls to go with it. Now here's a little hook pass in the lane. Drive it across. The sky hook is up and missing. Rebound is on the floor. It is going to be followed up and in. And again, just a strong power move. Eddie Daly just too strong in the middle. And it is 56-41. 15:55 to go. The feet underneath, the shot is going to go up, and Jaden Timmy will be fouled. Fisher is going to walk over to the scorer's table, take a long, slow walk, and Henry's up at the scorer's table meeting him, the official there. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Eddie Daly. Coming to the free throw line, Jaden Timmy, 6 points today. Free throw's good. That's his seventh, and that is only the third point of the second half for Benedictine. We're over 4 minutes into the second half of the Ravens now with 3 second-half points. The Benedictine offense is much better than this. Just having one of those evenings. Second free throw is good. So Jaden Timmy will hit a ball, making it 56-43. Pin down the floor with it. Blaylock has it right side. Skip underneath. The ball batted away. Picked back up and hanging on the rim as they will stay. Is there a foul with the ball out of play? They're waving off the bucket by an exhausted Eddie Daly. Eddie's gotten tired and he's going to come out of the floor. Replaced by Nate Gehring. Daly is 6'9". Gehring coming in at 6'10". Gehring was the starter for this team last year. Now he's been replaced. And a nice job of stealing the basketball away by Tyson Cathy. Nice here, Scott. Coming up court with it for Benedictine. 15 and a half to go in the ballgame. Ravens up court for the basketball. But in a deep hole. Treading it here by some 13 points. Skip pass over to the left to Tyson. Cathy feeds it down low. Timmy. Backs in. Changes directions. Puts a shot up. It's off the window. Good. Jaden Timmy. Nicely done. Jaden in double figure scoring now with 10. And it's 56-45. We're going to have a foul on the other end of the court. It is going to be on Tyson Cathy. Tyson picking up his first foul of the ball game to go with a half a dozen points. And coming to the free throw line is Q Cager. He has not scored today, and he is a 61.5% free throw shooter. That one promptly hits the back of the rim and clanks. No good. Cager with one more shot coming his way. Still a 11-point lead for William Penn, 56-45. Cager eyeing it up. Little right-hand flip. It's up and in. 57-45, Penn. 15:05 to go in the contest. Here's Tyson Caffey up top side. To skip, Timmy backs in. Goes up. Shot rejected. No foul called. Up with it is going to be Cager. A little behind the head pass, and the layup on the other end is going to be up and good. I think that may have been Blaylock, but I cannot hear the PA guy. 14:40 to play, and it's 59-45. Benedictine with the basketball. Matt Austin spins into the lane. Works all the way around to the left side. Kicks it out on top. Driving in is Bristol. He'll go in. He'll go up. He'll hit the bucket. Jaden Bristol, and they're going to wave off the bucket and call him for a travel. Still 59-45. Back up the floor.
Here comes William Penn.
Penn takes it down to the left side. It's going to be slapped away out of bounds. Nice defense underneath for Benedictine and Nicier Scott. Penn will have it in, 14 on the shot clock. And Chris Jackson thought he was coming into the game. Coach says, no, that's not you. It's going to be Saxton Thuston coming in for Jaden Bristol. Coming into the baseline, it's going to be Cager. The feed to the left. The baseline three is up and good for Josh Watkins. 60-45 Penn as we go inside 14 minutes to go. Nice here. Comes out on top. The Ravens will feed. Underneath, Tyson spins, turns, hooks it off the glass, and good. Tell you what, it's been a really solid game tonight for Tyson Cathy. That was his 8th point, 60-47. Penn back down the right side, starting in his Blaylock. Push it off on top, Cager. Losing the handle, it's going to be rescued by Blaylock. Skips back over to the left side to Gehring. Gehring will start into the lane, change directions, power move, goes up and in. And that is going to be the 8th point here for Nate Gehring, 62-47. 13 minutes to go. Austin in front of the Raven bench. Penn stays with their player defense. The ball's going to be knocked away from Timmy. just slaps out of his hand. Pin goes down the court. Only three guys go the other way. The driving layup is up and fails by Gehring, who went up high and then tried to do a finger roll over the front lip of the rim, but not with the balance and coordination to make that shot fall. But he will come to the free throw line as Benedictine is going to have a duo stepping to the scorer's table to check into the game. Now, Coach Henry and a couple of the players visiting with one of the officials, three of the players visiting with one of the officials on the near side as the free throw is going to be up and good for Nate Gehring, his ninth point of the game. Multiple substitutions coming in for Penn. You're going to get Time Magic Autry back into the game. You're also going to see Brandon Faison back in. You're going to have Josh Watkins top side over on the left. It'll be Chance Caruso. And running it out is Nate Gehring. Gehring, left-handed. Free throw. Good. He will hit them both. He's got 10. And it is now 66-47. Ravens in a deep, deep trouble. Starting by 19 now. PC out on top. Nice here, Scott. Pushes way out near the center circle. Gets it over to Matt Austin. Austin will cut into the lane, and as he goes in, he's thrown to the floor. The official's going to come over, and we're going to get a foul called, finally. Yes, the foul is going to be on Faison. It'll be his second. And for Penn, it'll be team foul three of the second half. Sexton Thuston will do the inbound work here for Benedictine, putting it in play. We're going in front of Josh Watkins. Watkins providing a little defense. He's only got 3 points in the ballgame. We're able to bring it out on top to Nicer. Got guarded by Caruso. Scott starts left, comes right, kicks it to Cruz. Cruz goes into the lane. Finger roll, shot up, missed it. Rebound underneath. Ravens behind the back layup, won't go. Rebound off the miss is going to be out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. The Ravens have gone to the bench and brought Joel Adise into the game. Adise checks in, and the Ravens have Scott Austin, Adise, Cruz, and Thuston. Where's your Benedictine five? Out on top of it is Matt Austin. 17-16, now 15 on the shot clock, 12-15 to go in the game. Matt drives and shoots, and with the left hand lays it off the window and scores. Matt Austin has not been shooting at the outside in the second half. That is his first second-half point. Makes it 66-49. 12 minutes. And now stolen away. Nicer. Ravens are 2-on-2. Nicer. Coast to coast. He goes up and in his first bucket of the game. 66-51 with 11:50 to go. This Benedictine team, you got to love how hard they play. The feed is going to come in the middle of Gehring. He will turn, put up the shot that is far too short, and now they're going to call a turnover on Gehring. And Benedictine is going to come the other way with 11:40 to go. Cruz will bring it in. And once again, it'll be Nicer Scott. Nicer, the Ravens out of Topeka, Kansas. Hey, you know what? If you're going to kick off the weekend or your weekend party, you're the one to do it right. You want to stop at Hundley Liquor. Boy, Hundley Liquor, they're great folks. Hometown friendly, hometown proud. That is Hundley Liquor. Here's a driving layup. Is good. Sexton Thuston. Thuston hits the bucket for Benedictine, and the Ravens continue to battle back in this game. First points for Sexton. And now we're going to get an offensive foul on William Penn. Checking back into the game for Penn is going to come Kamari Newman. Newman had that just crazy good first half, 23 points. He's only scored two since then. They will bring him back into the game. He is there for one reason, and that is to shoot the basketball. He has no trepidation about doing that. Also back in is going to come Andy Daly and Benedictine. Trailing in the ballgame, 66-53, has the basketball once again. Bristol back in, right side, Cruz, he'll launch it. There's a three for Eric. His first three of the game. Cruz has 7 points. 66-56 with 11 minutes to go. With the varsity back in the game, William Penn will take it down the right side. The running shot is going to be up and no good at East. They bats it out on top. It'll be rescued by William Penn. Off the miss by Kamari Newman. Now top side, it'll go to Blaylock. Now we got a whistle off the basketball. See what the officials got to say. against him. Foul is going to be on Joel Adise. Adise will pick up his first personal foul, Benedictine. It'll be team foul 5. Penn brings it in. The shot clock gets reset at 20. The lob underneath to the big guy. His shot is up and missing. Rebound is going to be tipped down, and we're going to have another foul underneath. Is this going to be another one on Adise? It is. Two fouls on Joel Adise in the course of maybe 10, 12 seconds. And the Ravens, who are back to within 10, are now going to have William Penn at the free throw line. Is there in the plus one? At the line is Eddie Daly. Free throw's good. Eddie is not a good free throw shooter. 55% shooting on the season, but after missing his first one tonight, he's hit two in a row, so two out of three at the free throw line. This one for Eddie now. And a rebound pulled down by Penn. Wrenching it away. It'll go back over to the left side. Eddie for three. That's an air ball way off the mark. Body's all over the floor, and Penn is going to rescue it out on top with Kamari Newman. Hugh drives into the lane, and we're going to have more whistles. Is that another Adise foul? It sure is. Joel Adise is going to be called for three fouls in, I would tell you, generously 30 seconds. Now, Adise is getting very upset. I mean, very emotional. Saxton's trying to calm him down a little bit. Ravens are also going to check into the lineup, and they're going to bring Ahmad Lewis in. Free throw here is up and missing. And rebound Saxton Thuston off another miss by Eddie Daly. 67-56. Ravens trending the ball game by 11 with 10-10 to go. Right on the left side is going to be Cruz. He'll dish it over into the corner. Ahmad Lewis. We're able to go back to the right side. Driving in, Bristol. Goes in, goes up, can't get it. Rebound on the floor, saved by Cruz. He will turn and hit the three at the buzzer. No, DeFish on the far side says two. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep, we're taking it. Timeout of the court, Benedictine. 9:49 to go in the ballgame. It's Penn 67, Benedictine 58.
It's a great day at Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. If you're interested in a leading college prep boarding school rooted in the Catholic faith and Midwestern values, visit Marhill Mount Academy online at mh-ma.com. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Well, Benedictine has certainly been up and down in this ball game. Early on, found themselves trailing by 16. Came back to tie the game at 33. Went into the locker room, trailing 47-39. Penn pushed up to a 19-point lead with about 12 minutes to play in the game. And now, only a couple of minutes later, two and a half perhaps minutes later, Benedictine is back to within 9. And now Coach Moody having a visit with the one official who seems to be the crew chief, and he had a glint in his eye that was not the look of a happy man. The official seems to take offense to having been visited with. Here comes William Penn back up with the basketball. A little fadeaway shot is going to be up. Rims out, no good. Rebound on the floor, and where's this foul going to go? The foul is going to be on Ahmad Pinder for William Penn. It will be his second foul. And now the Ravens are going to get their timeout. This is your media break. This is the media break. Okay. 9:37 to play in the game. We're in Oskaloosa. 10-67, Ravens 58.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Welcome back to Raven Basketball here on CARE Radio. We've got 9:37 to go in this men's college game, the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Tournament. Benedictine, look at the battle back. They trail right now by 9 and 67 to 58. Ravens are going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt, where it is going to be Eric Cruz putting it in play. And up with it will come Jaden Bristol. For Penn, Newman, Blaylock, Pinder, Cager Daly. For the Ravens, Cruz, Adise, Austin Lewis, and Scott. Adise in there having gotten those three very quick fouls. Now the feed over the left side, Saxton. Houston works his way in, twists and turns and shoots off the back. No, tips up, no, rebound. Cleared away by Eddie Daly. And up at the basketball will come William Penn. Penn will have it on top. It's going to be Cager. Feeds in the middle, dumps out on top. Back over to the left side to Blaylock. Now the hook underneath. The shot is up, missing. Tips up, no. Rebound slapped out, and Ravens had it. Lost it, a scrum for the ball, and no whistles. The drive down to the left side, and the layup is going to be up and good from the left side by Blaylock. Blaylock has eight. And it's 69-58 pin. 8:40 to go. Back over to the right side now in the game is going to be Ahmad Lewis for BC. Ahmad kicks it over to Jaden Bristol. Ravens work the top side. Shot clock quickly at eight. Now in the middle, Adise head fakes once, goes up in traffic. A Joel Adise for two. His first points tonight. 69-60. And we're at 8:10 to go. I'm getting a little more loud here. Just Raven crowd. In the background, you hear making the racket. Top side of the basketball is going to be Daly for William Penn. Brings it out on top. Straight away from the top of the key. It's Blaylock for a long three. First three of the ball game for Kevion Blaylock. He's got 11 points now, and it's 72-60. 7:47 to go. Ravens will take a shot from the outside, and prior to the shot, we will have a pin foul on Cager. After the technical, that will be his second foul tonight. Ravens are going to take Houston out. They're going to take Ahmad Lewis out. Come back in with Matt Austin and Timmy. So you've got Austin and Timmy out there. Here's a Ravens shot up missing. Adise is out there. Bristol, Cruz. 7.5 to go. Hugh Cager lobs it over into the right corner where an uncontested three is aired out and drained. No defense over near Ahmad Pinder. 75-60, and again, Penn pushes to the 15-point lead with 7:15 left. Ravens go right side. Cruz, three! Cruz. 75-63. And that is more the Benedictine offense we've grown accustomed to seeing. Ravens get it down the floor, move it, find the open. Good look at the rim when that one was. And now here's a quick three from the top. No defense again in the front of Blaylock. And I don't know where it was at. Coach Moody's going to make a change and find somebody who's going to play some defense. 6:40 to go. It is now 78-63. Matt Austin from 13. Rebound on the floor. Taken down by Penn. Now it's going to be stolen back by Bristol. He will accelerate to the right side, put it up off the glass, in and out, no, tipped up, no, rebound, and it's out of bounds. The official is going to catch the ball down to the baseline, and now the other official runs over. And are we going to change it? They are. Wow. The official's baseline, he called it immediately for Benedictine. Now the official from midcourt comes down and changes the possession of the ball. Here comes Penn. 6:20 to go in the game. 78-63 Penn. Out on top is going to be Blaylock. He'll accelerate, goes right side, pulls up off the block, knocks it up and in. Coming on Blaylock, having a big second half. Kamari Newman has totally disappeared in this ball game, but Blaylock has stepped in. He has picked up the slack, has his team leading by 17 with 6 minutes to go. Matt Austin with it out on top. Defended by Magic Autry. And we'll have a bump, we'll have a foul, and that's on Magic. Autry picking up his first foul of the evening, or excuse me, his second foul of the evening. It'll be Penn team foul 7, and now Benedictine will start coming to the free throw line. It'll be Matt Austin striding up here. Matt with 17 points. 15 in the first half, his first free throw, no good. Benedictine has had very few free throws in the second half. That was their third. Timmy had hit two, and now that one missed by Matt Austin. And Penn is slowing it down. Coach is on his feet, doing the traffic cop thing, you know, like a crossing guard telling everybody stop. He's pushing everybody back until the shot clock is now down under 10. The drive at the baseline stripped away and knocked out of bounds by Matt Austin. Matt says it was out of bounds off the knee of Magic, but Fisher says no, it'll be off Benedictine. But 6 seconds on the shot clock for William Penn. Penn with the basketball, leading it by some 17, and now we're going to get a statesman timeout. We're going to take a break with 5.5 to go in the ball game. Penn 80, Benedictine 63.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back here. College basketball on CARE Radio, the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Coming in for Benedictine, it looks like nice here. Scott is going to be out there with Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz. The ball comes in. The baseline three is up and misses, and a rebound is on the floor. It'll be hauled away by Gehring. And the 6'10 center is going to bring it back out on top, and Penn is going to run the clock a little bit more. William Penn is taking a totally different tack now. They're stretching the floor, slowing it down. Now the drive to the right, the dump to the corner. Trying to get in the middle. There's no room. Back on top. Here's a wide open three. It's going to be up and undefended, and it is good by Chance Caruso. It is now 83-63, and the Ravens now down 20 with 5 minutes to go. Back down to the right side. Jaden Timmy backs in. Puts a shot up. It won't go in. Coming to the free throw line, Benedictine's Jaden Timmy. 4:47 to play. Timmy's free throw. Yep. Nicely done. Good shot by Jaden Timmy. He is 5 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. 11 points. One more shot. Got that one. 83-65 with 4:47 to play. Kamari Newman, 23 first half points, but has scored 2 in the second half. He has just been absolutely non-existent. Don't know if he just doesn't want to score more, if he's tired, or if the Raven defense has taken it away from him. Now the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's on the floor, picked up by Matt. Austin flying up court with it. He'll drive it down, dish it over. The shot is going to be rejected, and the rebound pulled down by Penn. Over to the left side, Kamari alone, an unguarded three, and he'll hit those day in, day out, can't get enough of them, and for him, that is going to be 28 points. 86-65. 4:10 to go. Raven to the right side, the feed down low. Timmy, he'll back in, spin, goes up, gets it. Nice work, Jaden Timmy. 86-67. 3:50 to go. Clock down is the big deal. Penn well on its way to getting another 100-point game. Can they lead the nation in scoring, averaging 101.5. Here's a shot from the outside. That's an air ball, way short. Back up with it will come Matt Austin. Ravens on offense. Matt starts into the lane, kicks it to the baseline. The three from down low is up and missing. And a rebound chance for Russo. Russo locks it up the floor. Russo, a 6'1 kid out of St. Louis, Missouri. You know what? You need to contact Larry Busing or Julie Abey. Then a Mass Mutual Financial Services. They will help you out with things like reviewing your life insurance needs or helping you reach your retirement goals. Any of those sort of things, they are your solution. Call them, 367-2354. Larry Busing and Julie Abey, Mass Mutual Financial Services. Shot goes up by Benedictine on the other end, and it's not going to fall. Rebounding it back, taking it up the floor. It's Chen, and now the ball is going to get away. Back into the game for Penn will come Ahmad Pinder. Also checking back into the lineup is going to come Eddie Daly. Pinder will inbound. 27 on the shot clock for Penn. 2:45 to go. Caruso goes to the left side. Dishes into the corner. Blaylock runs across. Top to the free throw line. Looks back over to the left. Starting into the middle. Back it away. Accelerating to the baseline. Little reverse layup. It's going to be up and good. And that is going to be the fifth point of the half and the seventh of the ball game for Chance Caruso. It is now 88-67. Matt will drive in. Austin out on top of the go to Bristol. Underneath the cruise. Loses the handle. Has to pick it up. Here's Timmy coming in. He will shoot and score. Jaden Timmy continues to have a nice game. It's 88-69. Penn walks it back up. Slowing it down as we go inside 2 minutes to play. Looking in. Kevion Blaylock working against the Raven defense and driving straight in. Blaylock up and in. He's had a huge second half. The first half belonged to Newman, but the second half has really belonged to William Penn's Kevion Blaylock. Here's a three for Cruz. Knocks it down. You got to wonder why Eric, I don't know if the defense is taking the shot away from him or what has happened, but when he puts it up, he's been knocking him down. He's got 11 in the second half, and it's down 90-72. Minute 15 to go, and Shin is just going to stop the clock long enough to put in a couple of their subs, some guys who don't get to play, like Jordan Golden, a freshman at 6'6", out of Land O'Lake, Florida. Braves are going to take Matt Austin and Eric Cruz, Jaden Timmy, and Jaden Bristol all out of the game. So for the Ravens now, the five on the floor. Oh, one more. Nysir is going to come out. So we're going to have got Jake Thompson out there. I've got Joel Adise. See Ahmad Lewis out of the court. Tyson Caffey. And rounding it out, I see Braden Belt. Minute 15 to go in the ball game. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. It'll escape, get out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine from the other end of the floor. Minute 10 to go. Walking it up the court. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad around the left side. Comes back off his screen. Cuts into the middle. Shot up off the window. And good, Ahmad Lewis for two. And it's 90-74. And Penn back down the left side. Tell you what, if you're like thinking about a project, this warm weather's got you feeling it, well, you need to call L&L Construction. These guys, they are your solution for any spring projects, remodeling, new construction. You know, if you want to renovate or reconstruct something, you need to give them a call. They could turn your ideas into reality. L&L Construction, these are the guys in the red trucks. We get a foul in the backcourt, and Tyson Caffey coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. 41 seconds to play. Tyson's shot is up and good. Tyson Caffey picking up his ninth point. He's had a nice night tonight. Half a dozen in the first half. One more shot coming for Tyson. That one rattles around and it'll go in. Down 90 to 76. 10 up the floor. 25 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. In the lane, the shot off the window and in. Picking that one up is going to be Derek Holman. You never heard much about him. He's a senior from Napierville, Illinois. Plays very, very, very sparingly. Here come the Ravens down the right side, into the corner. Tyson Cathy cuts in, dumps it over, throws it right into the hands of a defender. Gives it to Quinn John Freeman. And Penn, with the shot clock off, is going to wind it down. The final score tonight, William Penn 92, Benedictine 76. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Back with you here in the Penn Gym. We're in tonight. William Penn battled with Benedictine. They led early. The Ravens tied them late in the opening half, and then Penn went on to stretch the lead out again in the second half, winning it this evening. 92-76. A recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for the Statesman, Kamari Newman. 23 in the first half, had 28 in the ball game, 20 more for Kevion Blaylock, a double-digit game for Nate Gehring with 10, and Eddie Daly with 10. Penn now 24-1 on the season. For your Benedictine Ravens, it was Jaden, Timmy, and Matt Austin, and Eric Cruz and Tyson Campy in double-figure scoring. 17 for Matt, Jaden with 16, 15 for Cruz, and 10 for Campy. Benedictine in with Saxton Houston, Ahmad Lewis, Nicer Scott, each with 2, and Jaden Bristol with 10 for Benedictine. Tonight, the Ravens, 20-6. The upcoming sports schedule looking like this tomorrow night. Jeff Gust and I are going to be bringing you Sports Look. Normally Thursday, but we have to adjust a few things. So tomorrow night, Sport Look, Thursday night. We're going to have 2A boys semifinal substate basketball from Valley Heights at 5:30 and 8. Friday night, it'll be 2A girls semifinals from Valley Heights at 5:30 and 8. And then Saturday, still to be determined, could either be Valley Heights or Mission Valley substates. We'll just see how some of those things go. And as I view around the area, people are texting and Joseph sharing scores. Some of the big ones are falling already across the state and sub-state. So stay with us on CAN Radio. We'll be having games for you. And, of course, these Benedictine Ravens, we'll be back with them next week as they move on to postseason play in the national tournament, Dakota Regionals. And we will be with them from Wichita. We will give you times and locations as they are announced. Thanks so much for having joined us. Great to bring you the ball game here from on the road here this evening. We also want to thank our great main sponsors with Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Taco John's and Atchison, Hunley Liquor, L&L Construction, and Tate Plumbing. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, I'm Matt Mack in the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch here in Oskaloosa, Iowa, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and our coverage of Benedictine Raven postseason basketball here on CARE Radio. The preceding broadcast was made possible by these outstanding local sponsors, Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison.
This has been a Care Radio Sports production.